Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where my host is being silent and not filling in the gaps. Hello.
Hello.
There he is.
Meow.
Yeah, that's actually that's Mimi.
Cat fight.
Go ahead.
Cat fight.
No. No, but I keep tossing them out, and they keep coming back. Got a beautiful sunset shining through the trees into my camper. It's, I got the door wide open to let the stuffy air out. And the cats have taken his license to jump up and down, in and out, back and forth. Maybe he's even put up with me picking her up several times because she keeps jumping in here just as quickly as I scoot her out. Oh! appears Tuxedo's not the only one who face slaps. Tab just face slapped Mimi. Oh well.
Oh yeah, Tabs. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the new boss.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he's bigger than Shadow. Not by much. Not really.
I don't think size has much to do with it. It's more about just being...
No, I think becoming boss helps you get bigger.
Maybe.
That's probably it. But he has a pretty wide territory, and it doesn't include up front.
That's
so,
good.
yeah, he goes back and forth between us and the neighbor. And he transverses it faster than I can. So... Yep. What you want, Siam? Everything I know. I know, you want everything. I'm going to grab your ear and shake it. Yeah, I'm shaking you by the ear right now. Should be complaining. He's not complaining at all. I got my thumb deep in his ear, and I'm holding it, shaking it gently back and forth. He's just standing there. What if I do the same to your whiskers? What happens? I can't even get a hold of your whiskers. That is neat. I go to grab his whiskers. He tucks them in right next to his face as quickly as I can close my fingers. I didn't really know they could do that. All righty. So I guess today's subject is cat talk. Since we can't talk about all the various subjects we talked to about before. Anyway, I met this interesting girl online. She's going to IT school. She's from San Jose, so you'd kind of figure, okay, right there, Silicon Valley. She'd be going to school in a local IT school, right?
Wrong.
Nope. Went to the Philippines. Turns out it's cheaper all the way around. Better housing. Money goes further. You know?
Very interesting.
And probably much better credentials. Because, you know,
no, I don't know.
Well, education here. It's more about getting the student in debt so that they have to work and getting them used to sitting in cubicles and being bored. It's not really about teaching them any skills. Well, no, it is about teaching them skills. Those are the skills. How to be in debt, and how to sit perpetually bored in a cubicle.
How to be a good slave.
How to be a good slave.
To the system.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you suggest that they might actually teach...
On that note...
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
I'm a manimal.
You're a manimal? Well, then get the hell off this podcast and go tell your human about us.
Okay, bye.
Oh.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but manimals.
Oh,
here's what I'm working on right now.
Rules. DDND Retreat Center. In addition to abiding by any and all federal, state, and local laws, it is expected that those who wish to enjoy the sanctuary of DDND respect the basic policies regarding personal behavior and responsibilities. Registration. Everyone is required to register and pay fees upon arrival. Children and minors. No one under 18 is permitted without a parent or legal guardian. The supervision, safety, and behavior of all persons 17 or under are the responsibility of their parent or guardian. Children 12 and under are to be in the direct presence and supervision of their parent or guardian. Pets of any kind should be under constant supervision or properly caged. Dogs must be kept on leashes and owners are fully responsible for their actions and cleaning up after them. Vehicles. The speed limit is 5 miles per hour. Parking is permitted in designated parking areas. Harassment. Harassment in any form based on, but not limited to, religion, spirituality, sexual preferences, race, gender or age is not allowed. Littering. Miscellaneous personal refuse should be put in receptacles. This includes cigarette butts, which should be put in the red cans throughout DDND. Everyone is expected to clean up after
red
themselves.
What red cans?
Recycling. Place all recycling in the recycling corral next to the dumpster at registration. Trash. Place all trash in the dumpster next to registration or take it with you when you leave. Fires. Use existing fire pits only. Portable fireplaces and grills are permitted. Be mindful of red flag warnings and burn bans. There are no fires allowed in these instances. firewood, contact a caretaker for full information or bring your own wood. Use of existing wood stacks or pre-cut timber already on property is not allowed, without purchase or approval. Hunting and fishing of any type is not allowed. Sites, it is expected that these spaces will be respected and left at them are undisturbed. Sex, sexual activity in public areas is strictly prohibited. Personal items become the property of DDND if left over 7 days. Lost and found is located on the dining hall porch. Not adhering to any of these rules may result in expulsion and slash or permanent disbarment from DDND Retreat Center. Respect yourself, respect others, and respect the land.
I basically got it from another site. And so I'm working on tweaking it.
Yeah, it'll need some tweaking. Yeah, the week probably is something somebody worked out that's... what happened? I'm walking my dog. Oh, that's what happened. I didn't mow all the way to the edge on that side. Okay. I was missing a bunch of sun chokes. It's like, wait a minute. I got them on this side. Where are they on the other side? It's like, well, I didn't mow close enough to them.
Yeah, I got that from another intentional community in the area.
Well, yeah, and you were planning on having, a rainbow gathering or something like that, where they're famous for having all sorts of lascivious activity happening right there in the open. But most of them have that problem, but not all of them. And so it's important to tell them, hey, we're family-orientated here.
Oh, not only that.
We don't do that stuff in front of kids.
There is actually other, hang on a second. Retreats, rainbow gathering. I got a whole bunch of rules for rainbow gathering off the internet, and I basically posted them all on our site. A lot of the rainbow gatherings don't want you to do those things, but people do them anyway.
Well, yeah, because they don't have sufficient enforcement.
Right, or... Yeah, basically, they're left to just kind of do whatever, and there's no supervision, really.
Right. You know,
where we're a small enough property, we'll have enough supervision.
Oh, yeah, and people will come down on me because, you know, I'm non-authoritarian, and I will be telling them, don't do that. Like, I thought you were a non-authoritarian. It's like, well... I'm not for controlling people, but I am for controlling the environment and the property that I'm put in charge of. And you can go do that, but not here.
Correct. So rule number one for our rainbow gatherings is we do not allow nudity.
Yeah. We might set up special places where, you know, might have a Japanese-style soak area, you know, where the men go off on their side and the women go off on their side, and, you know, you go and soak in the hot water. But, you know, that's just a maybe. All right, there'd be
exceptions. Yeah, that's a big maybe. We might have special areas where couples can go do that alone.
Too. Yeah, it might be hard to do, though. There's not really too many places around here I think we could create that kind of privacy.
We could. We would just have to make it an indoor deal with a lock. So, but anyhow, rule number two, we do not allow the use of illegal drugs.
We allow the use of legal ones?
Yeah. I'm going to put legal or illegal. Pharmaceutical.
There'd be a problem with that, too, because there are some people who are addicted to the pharmaceuticals, and they really aren't going to have any choice.
Yeah, I know. I'm just playing. I'm not going to change that. Mostly that's to protect us from the New World Order.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, personally, I don't care if you smoke pot or do shrooms or something natural, as long as it's not laced with chemicals. really, I don't really care what you do, as long as it's not on our property. As long as it's not on our property and as long as you're not causing harm to someone else, if you want to go kill yourself, that's your business.
Oh, so I can do all the Twinkies I want.
That's your business.
Twinkies are disgusting.
As long as those Twinkies don't make you go crazy and kill somebody.
As a matter of fact, I think the new replacement Twinkies that they came out with after Hostess kind of went their way are even more disgusting than the original Twinkies.
Yeah, I never liked Twinkies anyway. My brother did.
God. That explains a lot.
Yep, well, maybe that's what his mental problem is all about.
Mama, why'd you do that to him? It's not his fault.
Right.
So, some of the beans I just scattered and didn't bury have sprouted roots.
I'm starting to wonder if the astrology is wrong.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see, I'm willing to look at it, but I'm very skeptical. All right.
Well, here's my theory behind that. I think we should be doing astrology from the day of conception.
There's a theory behind that, too.
Because my brother has been a thorn in my family's everything since conception. I mean, my mother said basically that my brother and I are night and day in and out of the womb. He was just pure hell during the whole pregnancy, where I was a piece of cake. Even the birth, I was a piece of cake. My brother was hell. The last 40 years, I've been almost a piece of cake, and my brother's been hell.
Yeah, the state certainly has treated you as a piece of cake.
Well, I'm an easy target.
So, has the state treated your brother been hell to the state?
Actually, since he's been trying to walk the straight and narrow, if you will, yes. He's still driving without a license. He hasn't had a license in I don't know how many years.
Well, good.
Yeah, which I don't really have a problem with that anymore. I used to, but not anymore. But yeah, now neither one of us have a license, so we're good.
So now that you're a criminal, it's okay for your brother to be one.
Yeah. No, I changed my opinion a while back. I am trying to get mine back, even though it's not really mine.
You're trying to get the permission back.
Right, from our slave masters.
It's totally insidious because, you know, for a nation of the free to have to ask permission to do that which you have a right to do in the first place is insidious.
Right. And they declare that they have the right to take that
freedom away from us at a whim, without even real notice. They gave me a 3-day notice that they were taking away my driving privileges, my right to drive. 3-day notice.
Yep. Well, when they asked for your employer information, you should have sent them your address and your name. I am my employer, and if you take away my driver's license, then I will no longer be able to employ myself.
Well, at that point, they would have said, well, we need you to make some sort of payment arrangements, and I don't have any money. How can I make payment arrangements when I don't have any money?
Well, you make payment arrangements. The arrangements are, I make payments when I have money.
Yeah, that's not good enough either.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like back when I had a mortgage. The mortgage company wanted me to write post-dated checks. And I told them flat out, I never write post-dated checks. It's like, well, you have the money, right? I should. Well, then it's not a problem. It's like, yes, it is, because what if I don't have the money?
Right.
If I write you a post-dated check and I don't have the money, then I've committed an act of fraud.
Yep.
So while at this time, if I write you a post-dated check, it may not be an act of fraud, it could become an act of fraud. And to avoid that, I'm not going to write any post-dated checks.
Yep. Yeah, so anyways, I was only off the road for maybe a month, a little over a month.
And they hammered you.
Yeah, I mean, okay, basically, they gave me 1 month, well, basically, I didn't pay child support for 1 month, and they took my New World Order driving license away.
Oh my. Whereas the state of California, which is even more anal than any other state, haven't received a dime from me and threatened me continuously and wouldn't do it even when I begged them, please do it, take it away.
Yeah. That's what I should have said. I should have said, you know what? Go ahead. Take it away. And then I can't work. And then I get to go to prison and live off of taxes for the rest of my life.
So instead of paying child support, I get to be supported like a child.
There you go. And then you can support me.
And then you can support me just like a child.
Yep. That's what I should have said.
And tell them, honestly, I'd rather pay the child support than be supported like a child. But if you insist on supporting me like a child instead of me paying child support, then it's okay.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
wow.
I'm
all from Dylan's girl.
Unfortunately, I am just as scared of them as most everybody else.
Okay. Let me change those stock messages in the reject call message thing.
Do what?
I just told Bill and Shirley I'm in a meeting, which is almost correct. I'm not sure which phone they called me from, because if they called me from the house phone, they won't receive it. Yeah, I'll fix that by sending them. Meanwhile.
Well, meanwhile, in Africa. Bad today! Bad today!
It's a very, very calm, mild sunset tonight.
What about a sunset?
No, I got a sunset. No real clouds in the sky, just a kind of a haze of various thicknesses overhead. You can see blue sky everywhere, just some places it's bluer than others.
So, tell us more about your girlfriend.
Yeah, I wish.
David's got a girlfriend. Na 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 na.
Yeah, that might be nice, but it was a nice conversation. Should probably see if she's capable of doing Skype and talking to her. I forget how the conversation came around. I'll go back and look at it. Anyway, I mentioned Trump, and she asked me if I was anti-Trump, and I said it was just as bad a decision as Hillary would have been, you know.
And she agreed with you?
Well, she said, yeah, it's a shame how politics affects everything. You know?
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yep. I know, we had a little bit of wind today.
Wind sucks.
Yeah, it wasn't much wind. It was just a little bit. Yeah, good. I can wear these work pants again. The rain has washed them clean. And then take them to the laundromat.
Guess what I have on?
Do I want to know?
Oh, goodness. That was funny. I have Crocs on.
Crocs? Hey!
Now I'm like David Ray.
Well, I don't know. How cheap are your Crocs?
Huh?
How cheap are your Crocs? Did you spend more than $5 for them?
I don't think so. I got them at a yard sale.
I've got a friend who spent over $100 on a pair of Crocs.
Hell no.
And
I got them at a yard sale.
It lasted me longer than mine do.
I got them at a yard sale, and I think I got them for practically free.
There you go. Because that's about what they're worth.
Pretty much.
But, you know, I'm walking around Crocs right now myself. That's something. We gotta stop by that place that makes moccasins. And I gotta buy me a pair of moccasins and see how well they wear. Cause that'd be your original leather sole shoe.
Grounded.
Let you be properly grounded and yet provide you a little bit of protection. You know, for your delicate skin, you know, we all know us European descendants are pussies and can't, you know, walk barefoot on things. Unless you're Amish. Unless you're Amish. Yeah, I used to run around the streets of Des Moines barefoot. Broken glass everywhere. Yeah, cut your feet. Yeah. I can walk barefoot on gravel. Glass is nothing. Oh, well. Yeah, well, okay. So that was not a spectacular sunset. It was just pleasant, mild. gentle glow of pink. The only hint of clouds in the sky is on the horizon. And only because the sun shining on them made them stand out. Once the sun is no longer shining on directly, they kind of fade into that haze I was talking about. So really thin clouds overhead. So thin, you can't really tell there's any clouds there.
Nice.
Yesterday was really nice.
Nice.
I don't know. I took a break today because I figured my muscles could use the rest. I don't think
I don't
it may
have any muscles.
I don't think it made any difference. So tomorrow I'll be planting more seeds, doing more squats, praying for a seed drill.
Oh, by the way, we have a tiller.
A tiller. Cool. What kind?
I don't know yet.
Yep. I'm... Hey, wait a minute. I found a... Interesting. I think I found a vortex on our land. Our metaphysical girl would like that. Here it is. Yep.
What metaphysical girl?
The one you were teasing me about before we got on the podcast. The one I said we wouldn't give a home, but you offered her a home.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You were just kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a definite vortex here, and it's actually generating a breeze. I'll have to test it and see if it stays put. But it would explain why the goats like to hang out right here. Interesting. I haven't found one before they actually generate a real breeze. But I can see the leaves moving as a result of it.
Things that make you go,
Oh, yeah. There's one on my mom's farm that's really weird. You can only find it walking in one direction. You have to, it's on, let me get my orientation right. Let's see now. It'd be on the east side of her yard. You walk away from that fence outside the yard, and about 15 feet out, you walk right through it. And you can feel it as you're walking through it, but if you back through it, you don't feel it. And if you approach it sideways, you don't feel it. But it feels like a breeze when you're walking through it.
A summer breeze.
Yeah. Well, this one I felt because it feels like a breeze. It feels like a breeze of warm air. And the breeze is actually moving in the opposite direction of the air movement, which is weird. I mean, you know, the warmth is moving in the opposite direction of the movement. It's generating air movement. So I think it's actually warming up the air as it goes, but the warm energy is coming down. I can feel it. Especially when I walk into it. I can feel it coming down my forehead and over my nose and face.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Yeah, something like that. But I can actually see air movement of the leaves directly above being lifted. Yeah. With my hands, I can feel air movement going upward. But I can feel the heat coming down.
Whatever.
I'll have to show it to you, if it's still here. It's near that tree that has the hollow in the middle.
Okay.
Where you planted your passion fruit.
Magic fruit?
Passion fruit.
I need some magic fruit.
Yeah, I think they arrest you for growing that. But that's neat. Okay, apparently there's some ice crystals in those nearly invisible clouds, because now that the sun is well below the horizon, it's reflecting pink off the bottom sides of the clouds, and it looks almost like satin. You know that shimmer?
Sim-simmery.
Yeah! So, why are you wearing Crocs? Because you bought them cheap at a garage sale.
I basically just use them for flip-flops to go outside.
Yeah, that's Crocs' proper purpose.
Yeah, I don't want to put shoes and socks on.
Ugh. Okay. Oh. Now, while we're talking, I might as well take a look at the tomato seeds.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Where do you put your car keys when you go to a nudist colony?
Oh, I think you've given me that answer plenty of times. And if you have cure things, that's a ready solution, too.
Give what?
If you have piercings. That's a ready solution also.
Well, there you go.
Hanging from whatever you've had pierced.
You're Prince Albert.
Okie dokie. I have a tendency to make people look at whatever was jingling.
Jingle balls, jingle balls.
Oh, you are so...
Oh, goodness, that's funny.
Tomato head.
What?
All these $1 seed packets. 4 for $1 at all these tomatoes.
The ones I got from the dollar store?
I guess so. Determine whether Tomato Homestead is the name of the type of tomato or if that's the company who made the packet. It's not very... Well, seeing as the company name is Plantation Products, LLC, I guess it's, you know... Yeah.
Yeah.
days to germination.
Yeah.
Telling that, a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
Look at your ruler and measure it very carefully. Because if you put them down 3/8 of an inch, they won't make it to the surface. And if you put them 1/8 of an inch, they'll die. Make sure it's 1 inch. Not 5/16, a quarter inch.
Yeah.
This is about the time, if you were saying this, I'd be saying, right. Okay, so I guess these are homestead tomatoes. Oh, there we go, beefsteak. Good. All right, so those are homestead. These are beefsteak. Oh, God. Apparently, this tomato is named Delicious.
No comment. And
of course they're delicious. They're tomatoes. No. That's
supposed to be my nickname.
That's the... In what universe? Oh, wait a minute. I'll say this, our stalker can get a thrill. Your name's supposed to be Delicious in Kim's universe. Kano has dropped off the face of the planet. He will not respond to such remarks.
I'm sorry, what are you talking about? I did leave the building. What was you saying?
You said that was supposed to be your name, Delicious. And my question was, in what universe? Well, and I realized what it was. In Kim's universe, your name is supposed to be Delicious. Planting 24... All German tomatoes are bicolored.
I'm sure she's not the only one.
Well, maybe Delana will call you to listen.
She don't know yet.
Golden yellow and reddish stripes throughout.
At this point, she may never know.
Wow, these sound like good tomatoes. Where'd you pick these up at?
Your monkeys, uncle.
These are USDA organic tomatoes.
Yay. Yay for USDA.
To be honest, I'm not sure it matters whether your tomato seeds are organic or not.
Well, it might help. Because if you have a natural or organic source, and then you continue their organic process, it's a bonus. But if you take an organic seed from an organic plant and put it in an inorganic environment, you defeat the purpose.
True.
If you take an inorganic seed and put it in an organic environment, it may not be as good, but it will become, or the next, the offspring may be better.
Yep. Yipper, yipper. I hear you. Alrighty, so I'm going to take these guys, I'm going to stick them straight in the ground. Guys, they're only a dollar a pack anyway.
Oh, God.
If they don't come up, I'll buy some tomato plants and put them in their place. So that's four varieties of tomatoes, and I hope, actually, I kind of hope we get the German ones. They sound like they'll be pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then if I still have room after I plant all those tomato plants, I've got five packets of eggplant.
Yeah, this girl's not a catfish.
You get a hold of some of the Japanese-style eggplants. I'd like to grow those because I know you're not supposed to talk nice about your ex, but she used to make the greatest fried eggplant. And she'd do it by, she'd burn the skin off on the burner. And then smash the eggplant flat. And then dip that in, well, like French toast. She'd dip it in a mixture of egg and milk. And then fry it up like egg, like you would French toast, and it was delicious.
You're talking about Kim?
No, my ex.
Oh, I was gonna say I didn't even know Kim could cook.
No, I don't think she could either. I will say I enjoyed coming over and cooking for you guys when you two were together, but yeah,
I'm sure she enjoyed that too. She always enjoyed it when we cooked and cleaned her house.
We cooked her house?
Cooked and cleaned. Oh, yeah, never mind. Shut up.
You did hear that. You'll have to get another girlfriend I can come over and cook for.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a selling point for you, you know?
True. Well, actually,
you got a friend who'll come over and cook for us.
Actually, very few of my exes actually could cook. I was the cook in the relationship.
It's not a modern skill.
Nope. I think only two of my exes could actually cook. My last wife and one girlfriend before her.
Well, to be quite frank, I think that Kim probably could have cooked. I think most people can cook. They just don't know they can cook.
Maybe.
Yeah, because
my second wife and my first wife could not cook. My first wife made meatloaf that glowed in the dark.
That's impressive. Why'd she do it?
Her cooking was so bad, the flies chipped in to buy us the screen door.
Oh, my God. Hey, now you're just being evil.
Literally. Okay. All right. I don't remember how many years this was, but after we divorced, I went to Arkansas to visit my son, and she was cooking spaghetti. And lo and behold, to my surprise, she learned how to use a freaking strainer. She never strained the noodles, ever. You know why? because her mother never strained the noodles ever.
What
she didn't know to strain the freaking spaghetti or macaroni noodles. She never did it.
Oh, yeah, you got to strain macaroni noodles. Well, you don't have to strain macaroni noodles, but it helps.
Well, let's put it this way. If you have water sitting at the bottom of your noodle pan, what happens to the noodles?
They get all kind of weird.
Yes. They
but,
get nasty.
Yeah.
They don't get weird. They get nasty.
Right. But if you time things right, when your macaroni noodles are close to done, that's actually a time when you can add your milk and your thick cheese powder and incorporate that water into the mixture. And it, you know, it's a timing issue. But it's just easier to strain it out.
Yeah. Anyways, so she finally figured out how to use a strainer. I mean, my son was like, I don't know, 3? She was like 20-something. She never figured it out before then. I turned to look, right? And I made the mistake of saying something to her.
Oh, no.
She
you
turned,
asshole.
She turned to talk, to communicate with me while straining the noodles over the kitchen floor.
All right, so,
this is not, I'm not kidding. This is
you were
real.
Deep concentration, and you disturbed her. You jerk.
Yeah. So, I mean, she could not cook, literally. I would never eat at home. Her grandmother, oh my God, her grandmother was like one of the best cooks in the world. I don't know what she inherited, but she did not inherit that. No, it's her mother didn't learn how to cook, and therefore her mother didn't pass it on to her, but her grandmother was just amazingly good at cooking.
Well, it's not a required skill anymore. I mean, all right. This shocked me when I came out from California, because out in California you can't do this. But here in Missouri, people break out their EBT card and they order a meal from McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they don't have to go to the grocery store. They don't have to know what a vegetable looks like before it gets chopped up.
What's a vegetable?
Cows, fish, and chicken?
So, anyways, yeah, her grandmother was such a good cook. And her grandma was always sending leftovers or to-go tubs home with us. Nobody ate the leftovers.
What?
Nobody. Except for me.
You?
No, except for me. None, you know. So what I started doing was I started stockpiling the food at work. So then I would leave home early. You know, because we had a freezer and a refrigerator at work, so I just started taking this stuff home because there was no real room to keep it at the house because there was just garbage there. And, I mean, there was still food in the freezer there as well, but I would take it to work. And I would just leave and go to work early, eat breakfast, leftovers from grandma's. Then I would eat on my 15-minute break. And then I would eat on my lunch, then eat on my 15-minute break, then eat before I went home, and that was good for the rest of the evening. If I wanted something, I cooked it. I was like, hell no, I ain't eating y'all's food. I'm not hungry.
And you wonder why you're divorced.
Yeah.
Would that be 3 times over?
Yep, I'm not doing that shit again. Strike 3, I'm done. Honest.
Probably similar formula to why I'm in the divorce club.
Yep.
I wasn't into perversion.
I am.
Yeah, I don't think you're in the kind of perversion that I ultimately heard that she was.
No. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Granted, I don't know for sure because I wasn't there.
It's all hearsay evidence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gray was heard from the daughter of her boyfriend who brags to his daughter about all the escapades that he goes through.
Creepy.
Jerry? I don't know people who pimp out their own daughters a prostitute, so tell me.
Yeah, it's disturbing. I wish we had some callers.
It'd be nice. Yeah. Well, let's see.
Too bad your girlfriend can't call in.
Yeah, I wish I had one to call in.
Yeah, me too.
Well. Watermelon and cantaloupe. Man, I hope they
get it. Actually, I'm not sure I want a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, you keep
saying that. I don't think I want a wife again. I don't think I want a girlfriend. I'm just going to be Kano the Mel Gigolo.
I'm sure you at least want a compatible other with you.
What's that?
Somebody other than you that's compatible with you.
There's no such thing.
Yeah. I'm sure there is. This ain't found it.
Whatever. Yeah, I ain't found it because it don't exist. Can't find what ain't out there.
Well, just because you can't find it doesn't mean it's not out there, though.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of like winning the lottery. You can't win if you don't play. And
with the lottery,
I'm tired of playing.
Well, with the lottery, actually, the winning strategy is to not play. So that one's not really a good analogy.
Whatever.
The lottery. 90 million people. 90 million poor people play the lottery. Join the ranks.
Yeah.
Be poor too, playing the lottery.
Join the stupidity. Join now! Well, I almost got all my boxes.
Your soapbox?
What?
Almost got on your soapbox?
No, I don't have a soapbox. My soapbox got burnt.
You have coconut boxes.
Yeah.
Tamarind.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I accidentally hit the mute button.
That's all right.
I'm reorganizing and kind of cleaning.
More tampering.
So, this was supposed to be a continuation of our astrology podcast.
And I'm bad. I didn't listen to last week, so I don't know where we left off.
You couldn't listen to last week's because I couldn't upload it. It was too long. 4.5-hour podcast. I almost didn't call in today.
Why not?
Just went straight to bed early. I told my mom I'm just going to go to bed and let David monologue. She said, yeah, right. You'll be up when I get home.
Yeah.
What time is it?
I don't know.
Hang on, I'm looking.
9:06.
Yeah, I might still be up when she gets home.
Well, we've done an hour. And that's all we ever guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, let's run Ron Paul.
Ron Paul Revolution.
Wow, you say that with such enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm a little depressed right now.
Well, duh. Stay tamarind.
Blowing out your blowhole.
Why do you always say that?
What the heck? Where the heck? What the heck?
Holy halibut, Batman. What happened to Ron Paul?
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, May 8th. President Trump is about to embark on his first foreign trip where he will stop in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican before attending a NATO meeting in Brussels and the G7 summit in Sicily. The media and pundits have loudly wondered why hasn't he gone on a foreign trip sooner. I wonder why go at all. What does the president hope to achieve with these meetings? This is a president who came into office with promises that we would finally start to mind our own business overseas. In December, he said that the policy of U.S. intervention and chaos overseas must come to an end. Instead, he is jumping into a region in the Middle East that has consumed the presidencies of numerous of his predecessors. On Saudi Arabia, President Trump has shifted his position from criticism of the Saudi regime to a seemingly warm friendship with Saudi Deputy Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He has approved weapons sales to Saudi Arabia that President Obama has halted due to Saudi human rights abuses, particularly in the horrific war on Yemen. While visiting Saudi Arabia, one of the most extreme theocracies on earth, where conversion to Christianity can bring the death penalty, President Trump will attend a meeting of Muslim leaders to discuss the threats of terrorism and religious extremism. No, not in Saudi Arabia, but in Iran, where Christianity is legal and thriving. Perhaps President Trump's flip-flop on Saudi Arabia was inspired by the 10 separate Washington, D.C. public relations firms the kingdom keeps on the payroll at a cost of $1.3 million per month. That kind of money can really grease the policy wheels in Washington. From there, the U.S. president will travel to Israel. Does he believe he will finally be able to solve the 70-year-old Israel-Palestine conflict by negotiating a good deal? If so, he's in for a surprise. The problem persists partly because we have been meddling in the region for so long. Doing more of the same is pretty unlikely to bring about a different result. How many billions have we spent propping up allies and bribing others, and we're no closer to peace now than when we started? Maybe it's time for a new approach. Maybe it's time for the countries in the Middle East to solve their own problems. They have much more incentive to reach some kind of a deal in their own neighborhood. Likewise, his attendance at the NATO meeting is not very encouraging to those of us who were pleased to hear candidate Trump speak the truth about the outdated military alliance. We don't need to strong-arm NATO members to spend more money on their own defense. We need to worry about our own defense. Our military empire, of which NATO is an arm, makes us weaker and more vulnerable. Minding our own business and rejecting militarism would make us safer. Many pundits complain that President Trump spends too much time golfing. I would rather he spend a lot more time golfing and less time trying to solve the rest of the world's problems. We cannot afford to be the policeman or nursemaid to the rest of the world, particularly when we have such a lousy record of success. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling. Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, May 8th. President Trump is about to embark on his first foreign trip, where he will stop in Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the Vatican before attending a NATO meeting in Brussels and the G7 summit in Sicily. The media and pundits have loudly wondered why hasn't he gone on a foreign trip sooner. I wonder why go at all. What does the president hope to achieve with these meetings? This is a president who came into office with promises that we would finally start to mind our own business overseas. In December, he said that the policy of U.S. intervention and chaos overseas must come to an end. Instead, he is jumping into a region in the Middle East that has consumed the presidencies of numerous of his predecessors. On Saudi Arabia, President Trump has shifted his position from criticism of the Saudi regime to a seemingly warm friendship with Saudi Deputy Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He has approved weapons sales to Saudi Arabia that President Obama has halted due to Saudi human rights abuses, particularly in the horrific war on Yemen. While visiting Saudi Arabia, one of the most extreme theocracies on earth, where conversion to Christianity can bring the death penalty, President Trump will attend a meeting of Muslim leaders to discuss the threats of terrorism and religious extremism. No, not in Saudi Arabia, but in Iran, where Christianity is legal and thriving. Perhaps President Trump's flip-flop on Saudi Arabia was inspired by the 10 separate Washington, D.C. public relations firms the kingdom keeps on the payroll at a cost of $1.3 million per month. That kind of money can really grease the policy wheels in Washington. From there, the U.S. president will travel to Israel. Does he believe he will finally be able to solve the 70-year-old Israel-Palestine conflict by negotiating a good deal? If so, he's in for a surprise. The problem persists partly because we have been meddling in the region for so long. Doing more of the same is pretty unlikely to bring about a different result. How many billions have we spent propping up allies and bribing others, and we're no closer to peace now than when we started? Maybe it's time for a new approach. Maybe it's time for the countries in the Middle East to solve their own problems. They have much more incentive to reach some kind of a deal in their own neighborhood. Likewise, his attendance at the NATO meeting is not very encouraging to those of us who were pleased to hear candidate Trump speak the truth about the outdated military alliance. We don't need to strong-arm NATO members to spend more money on their own defense. We need to worry about our own defense. Our military empire, of which NATO is an arm, makes us weaker and more vulnerable. Minding our own business and rejecting militarism would make us safer. Many pundits complain that President Trump spends too much time golfing. I would rather he spend a lot more time golfing and less time trying to solve the rest of the world's problems. We cannot afford to be the policeman or nursemaid to the rest of the world, particularly when we have such a lousy record of success. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Ron Paul Institute page.
What?
RonPaulInstitute.org.
Yeah, 888-322-1414. Mine our
Ron
own
Paul.
Beeswax.
I think Ron Paul misses the point.
Well, a little bit. He's trying to play the game without playing the game while playing the game.
Well, the purpose isn't to go over there and solve the problem. The purpose is to go over there and figure out how to perpetuate it in such a way that it looks like you're trying to solve it.
That's what they're doing.
Right, and Ron Paul seems to miss that point.
Well, sorta. He basically said that he's following in Obama's footsteps, approving what Obama was working on prior, whenever
right.
he was saying that he was going to do away with a lot of that stuff.
Well, I suspect the whole gambit of that situation was Obama was supposed to insult him so that it looked like that's why he went into office. You know, went for public office. It was all showmanship.
Well, yeah, it's like WWF and WWE and WW whatever. WCW. You know, it's like, I'm going to pump you up. No, I'm going to pump you up. Ah! Then you go out to dinner.
Oh, yeah.
But we pay big money, well, not me, but other people pay big money to see the show.
Yep.
And they think wrestling is real, just like politics.
Yeah. Well, it is real.
Yeah, real bullshit.
Real moneymaker.
That, too. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we now have a dedicated TV program dedicated to propaganda. Media, political propaganda.
Okay, what's
and actually, I think we have more than just one program now.
Oh, you need
to that.
Man?
I don't know how many there are. But, I mean, it's like they got these news channels now, and it's just like 24 hours of bullshit. And people watch it. Oh, this is good stuff. Oh, my goodness. They're doing this. Oh, my goodness. They're doing that. No, they're just distracting you from what they're really doing.
Yep. If they wanted you, if it's important, they don't want you to know.
Oh yeah.
If it's important, they don't want you to even have a clue.
Nope.
And thus, a young lady goes to college in the Philippines to get a real skill.
Yep.
And what's funny about that is they'll probably disparage her for not getting it at say, MIT. But...
No flirting on the podcast. I already got on the joke for that.
Joe's a bit blatant. And crude.
What?
Joe was a bit blatant and crude when he did it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And afterwards, he didn't know what we were talking about.
She?
No, yeah, he did not know what we were talking about.
She didn't know either. She was clueless.
Yeah, she didn't catch it.
No. And to be honest, neither did I until I listened to the podcast again. Because I typically review all of the podcasts afterwards.
Yeah. So for every hour we put on the podcast, you put in at least 3.
Yeah, because I'll listen to it usually the next day. And then I'll listen to it again the day before the next podcast. And then I'll listen again that day before the podcast.
And have you come to the conclusion we're just a bunch of idiots, or?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my. Why we don't have any callers.
Yeah. Well, we had callers before. They're almost like co-hosts for a while.
Oh, I know.
All of our listeners were calling. All 2 or 3 of them. Yeah, that's one thing I brought up. You know, honestly, I thought Trump was going to cause civil war. I didn't think he was going to actually make it to office. I thought they were going to assassinate him. They made it to office. But if they'd killed him before he got into office, I'm pretty sure it would have been civil war. And it probably would have been race riot type civil war.
I knew they wasn't going to kill him.
Because they probably would have conned some poor black guy to go out and do it. And so it would be white against black.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Well,
but I still didn't think he was going to make... I still didn't think he was going to be president. I figured he was just a distraction. So that we had stupid Hillary.
Yeah. Oh, I knew for sure we're gonna have world war with Hillary. So I was just looking at the choices. I was going, well, okay. If it's Trump, civil war. If it's Hillary, world war. Well, it's Trump. We didn't get the Civil War. But I'll be darned if he's not working his hardest to create world war. He's poking around in the Middle East, and it seems like he's doing it on purpose. And he's poking around Korea. And where else is he poking?
Yep. I don't remember.
I'm sure he'll insult the Pope for wearing dresses or some stupid thing like that. I don't know.
Probably.
It's all a game they play.
It's all just one big song and dance.
Oh, you'll be happy to know. Because I did nothing else today. I detailed out the truck.
Good.
Because I sat out here in the nice, warm sunshine and just reorganized everything. Mainly because I can't lay in bed that long. I know it's the Sabbath, you're not supposed to do any work, but...
Did you know Jesus broke the Sabbath?
No! Actually, I don't think he did. I think what he broke was their Takanach.
Takanach?
Yeah, I'm probably pronouncing it badly, but Takanach, I think. Anyway, the Pharisees and the Sadducees had all these little teeny tiny rules they made. All right? They weren't the actual rules that you find in the Bible, but they're little rules that they made so that you wouldn't accidentally break the rules in the Bible. All right? And one of those is, you know, even if you're just doing it for your own pleasure, you're not supposed to strip holes off of grains in order to eat them, which is, you know, his disciples were doing. You know?
There then.
They're probably drinking beer on the Sabbath, too, and, oh, that'd be a horrible thing.
Damn lawbreakers.
So I wonder if good Orthodox Jews turn on the lights on the Sabbath because, you know, some poor worker had to work at the electric plant in order to, you know. That'd be Sabbath breaking right there. You turned on the lights. Shame, shame. You broke the Sabbath. You made somebody else work on Saturday.
I got a question.
Sure.
Do the animals work on the Sabbath?
I'm sure they still chew their cud.
Do they hunt?
These cats do. Well, these cats should. That's all right.
There you go.
I still kill on the Sabbath. I kill ticks wherever I find them, whenever I find them.
New law breaker. I work today.
Yeah. Well, Wanda has an interesting view on the Sabbath.
Who?
She has an interesting view on the Sabbath, and I think she follows the same pattern for the Sabbath as James White does. And basically, your month is supposed to be based on the moon. And for her reckoning, the Sabbath falls on the new moon, the full moon, and both quarters.
Okay, that would be moon day.
And they fall approximately 7 days apart, occasionally eight, but, you know, they're approximately 7 days apart. So those Sabbaths would be easy to observe because all you have to do is look up and see what the moon's doing.
Maybe.
Oh, we got
a quarter. It's not quite a full moon, but you think it is.
So you work the next day. But no, full moon is easy to tell. The new moon's hard, but the full moon is easy to tell.
Whatever.
Heck, I can practically tell you when it's a full moon on a cloudy day. As long as the clouds aren't too thick. Because if the moon's coming up the same time the sun is setting, then it's full. And if it sets the same time the sun is rising, you got your confirmation. Smoke is a moth eater.
Who?
Smoke. All right. So, Ron Paul didn't send us off into new conversation. I guess we'll have to do the astrology re-continuation, whatever, next week.
Astrology is devil worship.
Yeah. And if that's true, then
Jesus is the devil.
Well, why did God make so many astrological references?
God is the devil.
And what was that star that the wise men followed?
That was the devil.
And that statement about, I don't do nothing, written it up in the sky?
What?
I have to look up that scripture, but there's supposedly a passage where God says that he basically foretold everything up in the sky. He told the whole story ahead of time. So when my friends say, oh, you're an idiot if you think the stars control your life, it's like, well, no. I don't believe the stars control my life. I believe that God Almighty controls my life, and he wrote it up in the stars plainly to be seen.
I agree with that.
Now, I don't necessarily know how to read the story. So the modern astrology, I'm very skeptical. But,
not modern.
Well, any astrology. I'm not convinced they know how to read it. You know,
Well, it's just like any scripture that is supposedly inspired by God.
Yes, but it had to pass through the English translation first for it to be properly inspired.
Right, and they also had to remove a few hundred other supposedly inspired scrolls before it would be inspired.
Yeah. Council of Nicaea. Very inspired council. Who's the one that supposedly became a Christian just so he can convert his empire to Christianity? Then he didn't follow any of the doctrinal tenets.
No, found he just made his own.
No, and he insisted on people following it the way he wanted it followed.
Right.
Gathered all these bishops together and made them swear that certain things were true before he'd allow them in on the council. All right. We're going to have a council on the fair treatment of slaves. All right, come to order. All members, raise your right hand. You promise that every slave will be lashed 50 times for doing nothing? So swear you? Oh, you don't swear it? Okay, you're out of here. Okay, who else doesn't swear it? Okay, you, you're out of here. All right, the rest of you can stay. Now, let's get busy on making fair rules for slave treatment.
Right.
This is the Council of Nicaea. If you didn't swear, basically, to say that God was a Trinity, which is straight out of Babylonian practice.
Right. And then they turn around and say that astrology is evil because it was practiced in Babylon, even though they include other Babylonian stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But then again, the Bible doesn't say astrology is evil. It basically says worshiping the stars and the hosts of heaven is evil.
Right.
But not astrology. That would be astrology.
God has sent plenty of angels to speak to us, and every time he does, the angel tells them, oh, don't bow down to me. You know, the angel's clearly more powerful than we are. Don't bow down to me. I'm just a humble servant of our master above.
Isn't that what Jesus said, too?
Pretty much. You know. You know, and modern scripture says he's the only begotten son. I'm really not convinced of that. I suspect that if I do enough digging, I will find out that, nope, it never really said that in the first place. That's sort of like the eternal damnation thing. That mostly comes out of the English translation. Can't find eternal damnation in the original Greek.
No, yeah, we made that up.
What all-loving God would punish a baby for making a mistake? All right? You know, with with death and eternal torment. All right? Now, I love my children, but they got a pretty severe swat on the butt if at 2 years of age they wandered out in the street.
But you're not going to send them to hell.
No. No.
I would.
It was an act of love to swat them on the butt, even though it caused them pain.
You're going to hell!
Because I didn't want them to die. If my intent was to cause them pain, it was like, oh yeah, go wander in the street. And soon enough, some driver would provide them all the pain that could be provided. Nope. My intent was to encourage them to not go in the street because I cared for their safety. And I knew I could not watch them 24/7. So, plus I also knew that sometime in the future they needed to start making their own decisions. And the beginning of that, making their own decisions, was knowing that there's certain places they should not go. And at 2 years of age, one of those places was the street.
But that's our favorite place to play.
Oh, of course. That's where the ball always goes when they play with it. Anyway. God's all-knowing. God's all-powerful. He knows our beginning from our ending. He knew us before He created us. So, He's all-knowing and all-powerful. And He wants to save all mankind, as it states in the scripture, then the only logical conclusion is He's going to save all mankind because He created a universe with His almighty power in which that is going to happen. Unless the Bible's completely wrong, you, me, and everybody else are going to be saved, including your brother.
Or we're all going to hell.
Well,
wait a minute, we're already there. And we'll reincarnate back into hell.
Kind of my conclusion.
Yes, one girl I'm talking to on this one Dateline asked me what I believe in as far as reincarnation goes. And I said,
Run all day. We keep coming back until we get it right.
Hang on. Actually, it happened earlier because when I came home.
Do you know who was here? Or who
no,
was?
No, no.
Can you describe who it was? I mean, or what kind of car they were in or whatever? They had.
No, what I'm trying to say is
When I got here, I saw the glass on the ground.
Oh, I thought you meant you saw it
right when
they were here and they were...
Oh, no, I would have called the cops or something.
That's fine. I wasn't going to even jump to conclusions, but normally if somebody knows I'm sleeping, they would just tell me on the window or something maybe, I guess. But you know,
I thought it might have happened last night. But,
well, I don't know what time because I was up. I wasn't up that late because it was Friday. I'm sorry, I'm thinking Thursday night, Friday, but Friday I went to work. My brother and his girlfriend are out of town, and that's his van. I just called him. He's like, you're fucking kidding me. I said, dude, I wouldn't make this kind of shit up. I said, I'm going to go ask the neighbor, maybe, but they turned their light off or just some measure should go, which I'm not mad. I know they got a
I saw the glass there when I came home on the ground.
His new used van he just bought.
And I saw the window was busted out.
Well, thank God they used a $3,000 front retarding machine in the fucking side. And the side door, look, there's a cage inside there, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can keep prisoners in there. No, I guess not real well. Because they went like this, and you can't get in through there. You have to... It has to open with nothing on the inside of the back interior part of the van.
Right.
And so there was stuff blocking it. Well, they bent that cage in like this far, and then they got it just enough to where they could click the thing. And it looks like they may have took like his drills or something, but they had to fucking figure out my machine. And I thank God it's his boss's, would, you know, but we're still probably going to have to fill out the for him here, but he's like, just tape it up for now. I was like, tape it up? Dude, I don't even want to go in. It's a crime. It's a vandalism scene or something, you know. And I don't even want to be touching anything, but I kind of just looked in there. I don't see nothing. They moved his coat and shit that was right there. There's a little, like, chrome or utility box. It's about this square, and it sits in between the seats. It's one that I think they make for that year or something because my van doesn't have it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But no, I'm just saying, and they tried to get in there, but you can only get through into the back cage from the front seats if there's nothing in behind there, and he has heavy stuff in there. So they barely until the top part of the door been in about that top, about that far. And it's just a 16, 12, maybe 16-gauge you know, like they build those shells out of. So it's not made to keep a human being in there for long, at least not one that wants to get out, I guess. But I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm assuming they broke it, opened up the side, because it was all locked up. I had moved it down to here so I could put my van in the driveway. And he didn't even want me driving the thing. I said, I probably won't. But I was just going to go return a couple movies because my van's up on the ramps, and I'll be damned if the thing. I'm like, what the hell?
I don't know. I mean, I'd make a police report, but
yeah,
it had to have happened last night because I saw the glass on the ground today when I came back, I don't know, around 4-ish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't get up till about then, I guess, probably 6:34. I mean, I laid in bed and I was like, I'm hurting and tired, you know. Kind of hurt my arm while I was working, so I just didn't feel like really getting out of bed. I was resting, relaxing. I didn't hear no smash in the glass or nothing. I would think I would hear it in my room. I'm not deaf, you know what I'm saying? I don't keep my TV up very loud, but I just don't understand.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's cool. I was like, I just want to come
over and see. Didn't happen tonight. I know that.
So it was probably early this morning is what you're saying. Yeah.
Who knows?
Before 12 midnight of tonight, it was probably early this morning, like Saturday morning is what you're saying, right? Assuming, I mean.
I have no idea. Like I said, I saw it today when I came back home.
Which, yeah, Saturday or before, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It didn't happen tonight, is what you're saying. I'm saying, like, within the last 4 or 5 hours since it got dark.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to just mention that to him, and I'll tell him I was sleeping there, but I don't know, man. I don't really hear, you know, the whole thing. I could hear people, but I didn't hear no glass breaker. I would have come the hell out, you know?
Right.
Man, it's just crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I got to get back and
figure you guys are. Otherwise, I said something.
Yeah, my brother's out. He just had me move the van down there, which I know he's going to be like, well, thanks for moving my van. I ran from that gravel shit. It'll crush me. That's not a safe.
Oh, yeah, I saw you, yesterday putting
my
van on the ramp.
And it's up on the ramps, and they had gotten in that van, too. And I thought I locked it up, but I must have left one of the doors unlocked. They left all the doors cocked open, and I thought it was just, I was like, I would do that. And then when I walked in there and seen that broken, I went, oh, I wouldn't do that. Somebody opened up all the doors just because I left one of the doors. You know, because I was still working on the van. I didn't even fall asleep. I was so damn tired. I just didn't even feel like it, you know?
Right.
But that's cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I told my brother, maybe we should get a video camera, and I don't want to get one of those. But, you know, like we've had our house broken into one time, and we think it was somebody that did, you know, that she, his girlfriend knows.
It's usually somebody you know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, it was her mother. She lived here, but it was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
But we didn't have any video proof or nothing, no camera pointing outside. But like I said, I don't like that surveillance bullshit. I don't like the aspect of it. There's always pluses and minuses.
Well, we should have surveillance. The government shouldn't be surveilling us.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But,
yeah. That's why they give speeding tickets and all that stuff. You're internally keeping the populace down, I guess. Speeding tickets are those. You were going too fast.
Well, and we're the sovereign people. We make the rules, not them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it's supposed to be. I don't know if it is every time, but
that's how it's supposed to be.
That's why it's printed in the Constitution. I know. All right. Well, I appreciate. I got my gloves on. They're not too dirty, I think, but I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Man, I don't even know if I want to take that thing. Yeah, but I need to return it. It's not.
Well, I'll make a police report first before you go anywhere.
Well, that's what I mean. And they're going to get charged extra for the videos already, so I'm going to be like, oh, it's $2 more. Oh, well, it's just one thing after another. Seems like not like this. I mean,
at least that way you have a paper trail. So for the insurance company. Anytime there's a situation like that for the...
My brother, that's what... But he didn't tell me, Joe. I'm going to go call him back because he's in Colorado right now.
Yeah.
At his girlfriend's graduation.
Well, I know from trucking, anytime there's an accident or an incident, the insurance company wants you to file a police report.
Yeah, as close to when you found out, which I found out less than 10 minutes ago. So, yeah.
Right.
I got you. I know. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell my bro I need to make a police report, especially if some of your tools are gone, which I think they are. I think they took like his little drills, which ain't shit compared to that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's not ours, but if it got stolen, I don't know, Tim, tripping because that's the guy he works for, he's up for.
Right.
I know. Shit. It's crazy. It has to happen while I'm the only one
here. Yeah.
I love that aspect.
Yep, good luck. All right.
So your neighbor's name is Dale Gribble. Okay,
I didn't even catch that.
Say what?
I didn't even catch that.
Dale Gribble.
Rusty Shackelford,
Dale Gribble, King of the Hill.
Yeah, somebody busted in their work van last night, I guess. I don't know. It was like that earlier when I got here, so.
And you didn't wake up, guns blazing?
I didn't even hear it.
Precisely. What kind of American are you?
Yeah, I would, but I ain't got no guns.
You anti-American hippie freak.
Yeah.
Thank you for your grandfather's jackets.
Keeping you warm.
Keeping me semi-dry and... They were good on the rainy days. Having multiples of them, I could let them rain, get soaked through, and then switch jackets. Oh, darn, I forgot to drop this off at Joe's. Oh, well. Oh, I need another one of those tape cassette things because it stopped working.
Oh. You should have told me that before I left. There's one in the box in my container somewhere.
It didn't stop working until after you left.
There's 6 in a box in my container somewhere.
Yep. Really, what I need to do is go and invest $70 in that brand new radio and just hook my, Bluetooth, USB, whatever, directly.
Yeah. Well, I bought 6 of those for you. Actually, I bought them to sell, but I also bought them for you because I knew you would use them probably before I sold all of them or any of them.
Yep, they were cheap.
Yeah, I think I paid $1 a piece for them.
Yep.
Yeah, they're normally like $3 or $5.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was going to mark them up to 3. I was going to mark them up to 5 and then mark them back down to 3 and say, on sale, like Kmart does.
Yep. Yesterday, I worked from sunrise to sunset. And the day before, the same thing. And the day before, a mysterious friend, who I cannot say who is because I'm not supposed to let people know that he was in town. That probably gave it away. had me come over to his place. And so I didn't get to bed until 11. And then yesterday, Shirley calls. There, David is going back to Hutchinson, and so she needed me to load up all these rocks that she's sending to her daughter, because Lord knows they have no rocks in Kansas. Anyway, so I came over and did that and then ate up the rest of their leftovers because that's my other duty when I go over there. I'm supposed to finish off their leftovers. Matter of fact, the leftovers I finished off, they were going to have to eat for another day. They'd already eaten them for 2 days, but I hadn't been there. I should have asked them, well, why didn't you feed him to Jerry?
Right.
Anyway, they were good. Shirley's a good cook. She'll make somebody a good wife someday. Just don't tell Bill.
Right.
Oh, my. So your grandmother was a good cook and nobody would eat the leftovers.
Except for me.
Yeah. People who won't eat leftovers are idiots.
Especially her leftovers. She was like a freaking awesome cook.
Yeah. What's that attitude where they won't eat, need to eat leftovers? I've run into some men like that. They expect their wife to make them a fresh meal every single day. They wouldn't touch the leftovers. Where did that attitude come from? That's insane.
It's a slave master attitude.
Right. I don't know. Back when I had a freezer, I used to cook a whole bunch of stew all at once. Or a whole bunch of chili. Or a whole bunch of spaghetti. And the rest of it I'd put in these containers and I'd pack it away in the freezer. And then that way, I really only had to cook maybe once or twice a week. And then the rest of the time, I just heated up leftovers. But I made them as leftovers on purpose. I made, you know, things like spaghetti, I'd cook the noodles fresh every time, but the sauce, I just reheated it. I'd break it out of the freezer, and I knew roughly what size my family would eat. So I had it worked out. I was the breadwinner and homemaker.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. And my ex was the party girl.
None of my exes were as bad as yours. Well, I'm sorry, none of my ex-wives were as bad as yours.
Yeah, even then she had some good points.
Even my last girlfriend wasn't as bad as that. But I have had some bad ones.
Well, so you never had one that pretended to be one thing to make her parents happy and was completely opposite?
I don't know, I mean.
Because I fell for the image that she was portraying to her mom. Yeah. I don't know. You'd think a girl who was a choir member at a church in which all of her brothers and sisters are either choir members or deacons, and her mom has an office in the church, and her uncle has offices in the church, and, you know, they're all very active in their church. You think, oh, okay, good church girl, right?
Well, those are the worst kind.
She was.
Yeah, I won't date any woman that I meet at church.
Well, there goes that option. You know, it's funny. I think the best girl I met was at a bar. And neither one of us drank.
There you go.
Absolutely the wrong place to meet anybody. But.
And you let her go.
I did.
You're an idiot.
I was. Lost contact with her for about a month, and I gave up on her completely. I don't think I was even 20 years old yet. And I went and found somebody else already in a month.
I don't know who my best was. I've had so many. But
I tell you what, I'm so picky that if I let her in enough to be my girlfriend, she'll probably end up being my wife. Because, yeah.
I'm getting that picky. Not really, I'm an idiot. I'm just a different kind of idiot.
And that's what the trick is counting on.
The trick. What's he got to do with it?
Kim.
Huh?
Kim. Your last real girlfriend, that's what he has to do with it. That's about it.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah, it was.
Delivered on a silver platter.
Am I being an asshole? Yes.
You know what's funny?
I'm sitting here rubbing salt into a festering wound. I know it.
She went and found a silver platter and returned the silver platter to him.
Yeah.
That was funny. She goes, here's your silver platter. He thought it was funny. He didn't get it, really, but he thought it was... He just laughed it off like we were idiots. We probably were.
Well, you were. But so is he. Mainly because he was using what he knew to do manipulation.
Right.
And
so that kind of astrology is evil.
Yeah, that kind of use of knowledge is evil. Period.
Period.
Doesn't matter if it's astrology or geometry. You know?
Right. Or yeah. Like fiat dollars.
Well, yeah, finance. That's the kind of finance we have going on. It's an evil manipulation. You know? And the average Joe participates in it and totally and completely ignorant of what's really going on.
Oh, yeah.
Inflation's evil. Well, then why are you using Federal Reserve notes? What does Federal Reserve notes have to do with inflation? It's those greedy store owners that keep raising the prices. But why do you think they keep raising the prices? Because they know they can get more out of us. Well, that may be true, but that's not the reason why they keep raising the prices. They keep raising the prices because somebody keeps printing more dollars. And every dollar they print reduces the value of the dollars they hold. So they have to charge higher prices in order to cover their costs. Because those dollars are worth less. And if they keep losing value, eventually they will be completely worthless. But you, like an idiot, keeps accepting them. And guess who will be holding them when the whole thing collapses? Silence. Only the crickets respond. You test and see if I can monologue again?
Did you hear Muffy's purring?
No, I did not. But there was a cat fight on the hood of the truck.
Boink.
Boink.
Well, what's her name? Hasn't been online all day.
What's her name? Are you stalking your stalker?
Stalking my stalker.
Oh, my screen froze up. My screen froze. The next voice isn't coming.
よろしく頼む。
Okay, here's my favorite one. Well, sort of.
よろしくお願いいたします。
Oh, that wasn't her. Where is it? Here she is.
準備完了。
準備完了。I have no idea what that means.
狙って。
Oh my. Yeah, I can't wait until Red Tower starts up.
Yeah, me too.
That's what Red Tower needs. It needs Japanese voices, girls in Japanese, speaking Japanese, telling you everything that's going on in the game as you play it. Nobody will understand what they're saying, but, you know, every little thing you do will have a unique Japanese girl phrase coming out of it. Red Tower any closer to production, or have you not checked it out?
I've not checked it out.
Well, for shame on you. How are we supposed to get addicted to, or, you know, fill our addiction to an addicting game if you don't go, you know, hunt down our drug?
My drug has been offline for over 24 hours.
You haven't been on live for 24 hours? What's the matter with you? Have you seen a doctor?
No. No, my drug has not been online for over 24 hours.
Okay, I don't get it.
That's all right. I got a new drug.
You got a new drug. I think they wrote a song about that.
Just kidding. Hang on. Stupid advertisements.
That's all right. I've stayed off of the date sites for like forever. And then I logged back in today. Like, and now I know why I haven't been logged into them. So I'll probably log in next Saturday when I'm supposed to be doing nothing, because that's pretty much what I accomplish when I get on those sites. Nothing. But I did talk to an interesting girl today. And you can joke and say she's my girlfriend, but honestly, all she is somebody I talk to. So.
Sure, I am talking to somebody, too.
Yep. She's studying information technology. I asked her if I could hire her when she gets out. So, she might become your new tech support.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So in the game, build more bombs, train more soldiers, go kill more zombies. So, shall we call it a night?
Yeah.
seeing as we've been conversationally...
retarded.
Yeah, we really haven't talked about anything significant or important tonight.
Not that anybody cares.
Well, yeah, not that anything anybody cares about tonight we haven't talked about. Yep, and then I can get up early and start putting seeds ground just before sunrise. Doing more squats. It had been so long since I'd done that many squats. I forgot what they were called. I had to ask Shirley, what's that exercise called? She looked at me funny. It's like, so I demonstrated one. She looked at me funny afterwards. It's like, you squatted? They're called squats. It's like, oh yeah, it's called squats. So I didn't just do 100 squats yesterday. I did squats all day. Dang, that was a big one. Yeah, Redneck Entertainment. Sit in the pickup truck with the dome light on and watch the cats catch all the bugs.
There you go.
That's almost better than the bug zapper.
A friend of mine just texted me and said that her grandmother told her that her biggest failure in life was that she, not the grandmother, but the granddaughter, was not a Christian.
Well, that was very Christian of the grandmother.
Yeah.
Daughter should probably send a message back saying, well, then I guess Christ was a failure too, because he wasn't Christian. He was a Jew. What sort of, I don't know. I do not know what to say to those kind of things. Why do people think it's appropriate to badger? I'm not even sure how to phrase it. Christ told us we were not going to govern, we were not to govern ourselves the way that the people of the world govern themselves. Our government was supposed to be of a different nature. Instead of lording over other people's and doling out funds as if we were benefactors, we were supposed to actually be benefactors and not lord over anybody.
Yep.
A statement like that is to say, you don't meet my standards, therefore you're shit.
Well, yeah, that's the way my son is raised. My son is raised in an environment where if you don't believe the way I believe, you're going to hell. He puts on Facebook, that, you know, when people don't agree with him, he says, God's going to drag you down to hell.
You mean God's down in hell?
God is...
That's why you're supposed to fear him. If you want to make it to heaven, you're supposed to fear God and go as far away from God as you can.
Right.
Which, by the way, is not the meaning of that Greek word that was translated as fear.
Whatever.
Yeah, your minister tell you to read the Bible. And I'll tell you the same thing. But I'll tell you to actually read your Bible, which means you're going to have to figure out how to read Greek and Hebrew. And eventually you're going to have to learn how to read Akkadian, because a lot of your scripture came out of that, was translated into Hebrew. You're going to have to go back to the beginning, or at least as close as you can get to it. Which, sadly for most people, is, you know, English Bible. But, you know, and I'll tell you, you know, if all you can read is the English and you can't really get beyond that, then fine. That's actually a very good place to start. But I don't find in there anywhere where it says you're supposed to browbeat people and tell them they're going to go to hell because they're not doing it the way you said to do it. Anything, it's telling you to stop doing that crap.
Just for that, you're going to hell.
I am in hell. We had that discussion earlier today. But I'm working my way up to heaven. And I'd like to drag you along with me and as many people as I can. And we do that by making a heaven here on earth.
Holy cow.
And you don't do that by telling people that they're wrong because they don't believe like you believe.
You're wrong because you don't believe the way I believe.
I'm probably wrong, but I'm pretty sure so are you.
I'm never wrong.
And you don't want to stand next to me because of lightning strikes?
Lightning is striking again.
Yeah.
You know, I used to like that song until I found out what the meaning was.
What is the meaning of it?
Basically, the person couldn't help but cheat on their partner. And every time they got horny and cheated on their partner, they would, basically that's the phrase, lightning is striking again. They got horny and let their hormones dictate their actions.
Yeah, that's kind of... Well, it's a good reference song then, but it's not necessarily a good song.
Yeah. Holy cow. I give her credit, but I'm... Holy cow.
What?
This woman's Dateline picture.
Okay.
Her her username is fit to or fat to fit girl. And I gotta say she made major improvements, but still not enough. I was trying not to sound rude, but it sounded rude.
You bastard!
Well, she looks like she went from, like, 400 pounds to 200 pounds. So she's doing really good, but I'm going to have to pass.
So she went from fat to not quite so fat. Is that
what
you're
saying? She's working on it. She's working on it. I give her
credit.
Well,
now's the time to, you know, jump on that bandwagon.
I didn't find her terribly attractive.
Right. But, you know, while she's not terribly attractive, this is the time to, you know, start cozying up to her. Because eventually, you know, if she works hard enough at it, she will be.
Right.
Gallo Hal.
That's me.
How'd that movie end anyway? Did he eventually figure out that she was fat?
Yes.
And did he eventually hook up with her anyway?
Yes.
So he got over being shallow. Okay.
Well, he was no beauty queen himself.
Well, duh. That's part of the movie. I'll have to watch it again, though, because I forget how it ended.
Yeah. Tony Robbins. His friend didn't believe that that was real or something, and so Tony Robbins did the same thing to his friend.
Oh, really? Hypnotized him and told him all fat women were beautiful?
Something like that.
And screw with that kid.
Yeah, basically, they set it up for a sequel.
Okie dokie. Typical.
Yeah. I don't even know why I'm on a Dateline. I'm getting out of here.
Because it's a huge waste of time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you might find her there.
Who?
The one.
There's no such thing.
I'm sure there is. You can't dash my hopes and dreams. I might be 93 when I find her, but eventually I'll find her.
Good luck with that.
So, what's your thoughts on the black market?
Go for it.
Yeah. Oh, I came up with a new pickup line accidentally. All right. So we got two friends that we identify by their astrological sign. All right. And one of them is Miss Taurus, and the other one is the Aquarius? No.
Oh, Aries.
What?
Aries and Taurus.
Aries, Mr. Aries and Miss Taurus. All right. So, I ran into Miss Taurus at O'Reilly's, and she was standing there perfectly bored, okay, waiting for parts for her boyfriend, I thought. I mean, I thought it was Miss Taurus. And I asked her if her boyfriend was still working at Woods, and, you know, we'd had a pretty good conversation going up until that point. She looked at me funny, boyfriend? It wasn't Miss Taurus.
Oh.
But she very much looked like her.
Did you get her number?
No, I did not. I didn't realize it was a pickup line until after a little bit later. It's like, wait a minute. I should have gotten her number.
There you go.
Oh. Funny. Yeah, I'm an idiot. And she's probably a Taurus too. If she looked that much like Taurus girl, she probably was. But I should have known, because you know, the first time we met her, she was in that skimpy skirt with, you know, wearing a thong, whatever. This girl wasn't dressed that way, and we know from experience, unless she's working someplace that won't let her dress that way, she dresses that way pretty much 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
So I should have known, but, you know, me, I don't catch certain details right away. So, all I know, same face, same general personality. I thought it was the same person. Oh, wait a minute, the clothes are different. It's got to be something else. All right. That's it for the dreadfully dull, demented Dungeons and Dragons program for tonight.
The Dumb and Dumber program.
The Dumb and Dumber program. Yeah, a couple of idiots talking about nothing. I gave out false advertisement. I said a couple of idiots talking about everything. We talked about nothing tonight.
Damn it.
Yeah. All right. Well, you go get some rest. And, folks, if you want to call in and put a little excitement into our program, what's the phone number again?
Oh, heck if I know. Hang on a second.
You mean I should have looked it up before I suggested it?
Oh, whoa.
Anyway, you can davidanddavid.com. You can go to dementeddungeonsanddragons.com. And if I talk him into it, he might be go to dvnd.org or com or whatever. And now that I put that out, somebody will probably buy it and into the speculation that we'll need it.
And we don't really.
And we can't. And we can't afford it, even if we did need it. So you know, it's like you just wasted your money.
Damn catfish!
Well, what are you doing in the cesspool anyway? You know, catfish like murky water.
Well, I went to OkCupid and I was liking profiles and photos, whatever, and I found a mutual match. I went through her and she was attractive, so I went to her profile and it's fishy.
It's fishy?
Yeah, she looks like a catfish.
It smells of I can't even say it. the Swedish canned fish thing.
Yeah, I'm 90% sure she's a catfish.
Pickled herring. It smells of pickled herring.
That's right. The other one I'm talking to is probably a catfish too, just a different kind.
Yeah, I've come to the conclusion you think all women are catfish.
They are.
You live in a sad, sad world, my friend.
One way or another, they're going to catch you and fishy, 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 fishy. I just don't trust anybody anymore. I don't care if it's a man or a woman. They're all catfish.
I care. If it's a man, it doesn't matter whether I trust them or not. They are not. Oh, that's not what we're talking about. Okay, I'm sorry.
Shut up, stupid. Well, my mom's home, so she was right. We'll be on the podcast when she gets home.
Hang up, quick. We've already said goodbye. Give the phone number.
All right, goodbye.
Give the phone number first.
I don't know it. Hang on, let me look it up.
All right, go look it up on the website, folks. We're saying goodnight. Just so he doesn't get caught by his mom. He's going to hurry up and jump under the covers and pretend he's been asleep for hours. Like any teenage boy would do at the age of 40-something.
Yeah, I'm living in my grandmother's basement.
In his grandmother's basement with his mom, who's also living in their grandmother's basement. Oh, I know it sounds funny. It's not as bad as it sounds, but still. Oh.
All right, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and you'll find the phone number.
Yes.
All right, goodbye. Good night.
All right, good night, all. Take care. As soon as I find the button, it'll let me hang up. And that concludes our podcast. Good night, all.